Boss Ladies. I hope that you're well and that you've been doing your exercises around identifying if you have become a lot more isolated because of technology and looking at some of the steps that you can take to actually make human connection. So following up from making human connections, we obviously need to be aware of the shadow side, right? I mean, there's toxic people all around us. There's people who are just generally not very nice people. You know, there's people battling their own demons, their own childhood issues that they just haven't dealt with yet. And, you know, it's not really our job to actually be everyone's therapist and everyone's life coach. You know, especially if you're looking at dating someone or even your friends, you know, you don't want someone who drains your energy, right? You want someone who is a partner and on the same level. And I don't mean that in like a snobbish or demeaning way. I mean the same level in terms of, you know, learning and their spiritual evolution. And someone who teaches you sometimes and you teach them. But for the most part, it's an equal partnership, right? And it's an equal exchange of energy. You're both actually giving and receiving the same amount of energy. So one of the first tips that I'd like to share with you when you're actually looking at making human connections, and this isn't necessarily always nice to hear because we tend to want to see the best in everyone, right? And we tend to give people far too many chances. And we're kind of blind to some of the shit that they pull. And we make excuses for them. And, you know, if you've been friends with someone for a long time, it's possible that you've settled into some kind of a pattern. And yes, maybe you know the person really well and you know that this is, you know, contrary to their ordinary behavior. This is a specific context that, you know, they're behaving this way in, and that's fine. That's for you to discern. But if you're making new connections and you're meeting new people, I'm going to be sharing with you some of the tips around identifying toxic people so that you can start protecting yourself and be a little bit more discerning around who you spend your precious time with. The generalized tip around this specifically is that actions speak louder than words. You know that cliche. And there's a reason why things become cliches. It's because they're freaking true, okay? So if you're out with someone and, you know, they're saying all the right things and they pretend to be really nice people, but they're rude to a waitron at a restaurant or a coffee shop, you know, they're snapping their fingers or they're just rude and demeaning, their behavior in that moment says a lot more about them than all the words that they have spoken. You need to remember that it's very easy for a lot of people to speak words that are not true, to say the things that they think that you want to hear, to behave in a way that is congruent with those words, on the other hand, is a lot more difficult, okay? Because people say things all the time, but then if you go and look at the actual evidence of their actions and their behavior, it's completely different. And I talk about this a lot with corporate clients that I work with when we're doing leadership development coaching. You know, a lot of companies will have issues with their line managers who, you know, the company has said that they put people first, or they say that well-being, wellness at work is super important to them. But, you know, and that's great. Those are fantastic words, right? Those are very nice statements to have somewhere on a wall. And I'm sure everyone's got really good intentions around them. But then when you go and look at the reality of the actions of those managers, you see something completely different. Their actions and behaviors tell a totally different story. They are sending emails to members of their team at like 10 p.m., okay? They're calling them at like 5 a.m., 6 a.m. to get something done. They're constantly asking them to work late or work over weekends, which is interfering with their personal time, their family time, you know, their time to go and get some exercise and to clear their heads. So if you're saying that you're putting people first, or that wellness and balance is important to you, but you're not behaving in that way. You're not encouraging your team to switch off. You're not, you know, typing up the email and keeping it in your drafts to send first thing in the morning because it's not really urgent. Instead, you're sending it at 10 p.m., knowing that someone who sees an email from their boss at 10 p.m. is obviously going to feel they need to open it and they need to respond. If you're doing all of those things, your behavior tells a completely different story. And this is true at work and it's true in our personal lives. So my first tip for you is don't listen to what people say. Watch what they do. Their actions and their behavior will tell you exactly who they are. Their words is who they want you to think they are. It's who they pretend to be. It might even be who they would like to think of themselves as. But their behavior, their actions, tells you who they really are. And if you don't like the behavior and the actions that you see, or if there's no congruent link between what they say and how they behave, then that needs to be a red flag for you. I'll chat to you again. Thank you.